looking at what's been filed from January of last, from October through January. So basically the first 4 months of the year, you could see, as no surprise, 96% are IPRs with 4% being PGRs. And also in terms of the technology, no surprise, majority are electrical computer inventions, 70% with 20% mechanical. And then you can see here 3% chemical, 8% biotech pharma, and a very small sliver of design filings. By month, you can actually see that the filings have been remarkably steady from about February of last year through January of this year. Last January was a bit low, but ever since then, it's been pretty steady, both in terms of the IPRs and PGRs. Take a look at institution rates. So this is just on a petition by petition basis. And you can see we've got this broken out by fiscal year, starting from fiscal year 18, all the way up till where we are to date. And to date being, we've got January 31st is the last data point. You can see that it bounces around a little bit. Last fiscal year was 59%. Currently this year, 63%, which is still in line with prior years. And if you look at the institution rate by patent, so instead of just petition by petition, this looks at institution rate as to whether anything's been instituted against a particular challenge patent. You could see here, again, going back to FY18, it's been in the low 60s up to 70%. The current snapshot year to date, you can see, is 68%. This is just a comparison of the last two charts that I showed you. By technology, this is very similar to what you see in the first 4 months of the year, and just sort of broken out by technology. There really haven't been any design cases. But, and we'll take a look at settlements. The settlement rate, overall, both pre and post institution, is about 25% right now, year to date. Last year, it was a little bit higher. It was around 32%, but you can see the settlement rates run from the low 20s to low 30%. Take a quick look at some outcomes, and I've got three different views for you. The first view for outcomes of PTAB trials is by petition, so it's a petition by petition basis, and just looking at the time frame, you're looking at data from October to December. So this is the first quarter of our fiscal year data. And you can see here that we had overall about a third had the institution denied. That's the orange slice. A little less than a third were settled. It's about 27% were settled, although this falls in line with largely what we've observed in the past. And then as far as the blue slice, those are cases that went all the way to a final written decision without settling, being denied, or having some other outcome like a request for adverse judgment or a dismissal. And of that blue slice, you could see, looking at all petitions, 24% ended up in a final written decision where all of the challenge claims were held unpatentable. There were mixed outcomes among the challenge claims in 6%, and 4% had all the challenge claims upheld as patentable. The next view I have for you is just by patent, and you'll see it looks similar, but this is just a patent by patent view. So if there were multiple challenges against a given patent, that's taken into account here. And again, about a third institution denied, a little less than a third settled. And here again, the all unpatentable 25%. Had all of the challenge claims found unpatentable, which may or may not be all the claims in the patent. Often there are fewer than all the claims in the patent. And then mixed results, 6%, 4% for all found patentable. The last view I have for you is just outcomes by claims challenge. So this is looking at what happened to a claim by claim basis for all the claims challenged in the first quarter of this year. And here again, you see about a third had institution denied. Here, about a third had challenged, but no final written decision, largely due to settlement, but there can be other reasons why there was no final written decision. And then as far as what was found unpatentable, 27% on a claim-by-claim basis were found unpatentable, and 5% patentable in the five of those who that reached final written decision. So that's a quick snapshot. All these statistics, by the way, are up on our website. Wanted to give you an update on hearings and how our hearings coming along at PTAB. So we've been doing entirely remote hearings, as I'm sure you're all well aware by now, since March 16th of 2020. So we have passed, as of today, the two-year anniversary of completely remote hearings. And we did switch literally over a weekend. We went home on Friday, having concluded in-person hearings, and the next Monday opened for business on entirely remote hearings, which we've been doing ever since. And you can see that we've done about 1,300 ex parte appeal hearings remotely, just under 1,000, 945 AIAs, and then 37 re-exam hearings. So been a lot of hard work by the hearings team.